Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 107. I'm Christy, your host. And I was thinking, I'm just kind of freestyling this. I haven't had a full idea around what I want to talk about. I usually do freestyle it, to be perfectly honest, but I was thinking about just, it's been a tough summer for me, to be perfectly honest. I've been struggling a lot with just my fears of getting past things that have always really scared me in the past. Things about myself, things that I feel insecure about. And we build these ideas up in our head about things that we fear because we're not willing to look at them. We're not willing to like face it and just understand why we feel that way about it. And I don't know, I just never really realized that you could work through your problems in a way that is cathartic and can like make you stronger in the end. I know certain things usually have to come to a head, like, I don't know, like big things in our lives that happen and it makes us think, but you don't need to have things be catastrophic in order to dissect the things in your life that you need to get better at, the things in your life that you fear, that, you know, you think you don't know, or your insecurities. You can dissect all of those things and get on the other side of them, so you don't need to be owned by them. I felt like that's what it was with me. I felt very owned by the things that I didn't know. I felt very owned by the fact that I didn't feel very smart, because growing up I was told that, you know, Christy's really not the smart one, but she tries really hard, and that has stuck with me. Look, I'm like 45 years old and I just remember that being said about me all the time. And it wasn't said in a malicious way. It was said in a way because people didn't know I had ADD. They didn't know what it was. They just knew that I couldn't absorb information quickly. And over the past couple of years is when I've really dissected that and understood that I can learn. I'm fully capable. I'm actually smart in a lot of ways. But it does take me a long time to learn. And for me to accept that about myself was a huge breakthrough, because I felt so imprisoned by the idea that I was stupid for so long. It made me feel super bad about myself. It made me really, like, I had a lot of like self-deprecating humor about that. And I would kind of try playing that whole like dumb fashion girl role in certain ways to be like cute, or I don't really know why. It was like a defense mechanism though. But I was always really sharp and emotionally intelligent. So I overcompensated maybe by understanding a lot about like noticing people's behaviors and body language and things like that. And I was always able to pick up from a really early age on people's energy. I could sniff out like, I was like a really good bullshit detector, and I still am. So I don't know. I think we learn and manage our ways around our incompetencies as we're young to kind of get through things. But I was thinking back about like just things of my past, and I was thinking about how girls are in society. And I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and it was very much, I grew up very much in a traditional household. My dad worked, my mom didn't work, and I knew that I wanted to be like a kick-ass career person, and I really was striving to be that kick-ass career person, and I wanted to be like that independent woman. I didn't want to have to be answering to a man about how I spent money, yada, yada, yada. And I did that for a really long time. I never had to ask anybody for anything for like a good 15 years. I built up my career. I went from all the stages as a designer, an intern, an assistant, an associate, a designer, a senior designer, design director, a design VP. I went through all the levels of all the rankings of, you know, the hierarchy of the corporate design, like positions. Anyway, so when I lost my job, that was like crushing because I just felt like, holy crap, I wrapped my whole identity up into myself as a professional person. And then when I had to really lean on my husband, it was a real death of my ego because here I am thinking like, I don't need anybody for anything. And then I felt like, oh my God, I need him for survival basically. And my children as well. Like, and luckily I married a man that isn't, he doesn't drive with his ego at all. So I was able to heal through the years. It's been like 7 years now. But I've been able to heal through the years and been able to be comfortable with going through the season of our lives where I do need to lean on him financially. It's been a process though, because I felt like, you know, losing my job, losing that income, I felt like I lost my freedom. Really, really emotional for me. So anyway, growing up, I was always, I'm small, I'm only like 5'1", and I always felt like I needed to play small and be small, and that didn't really translate into my career, my adult life, any of it. So I really wanted to be invisible in a lot of ways as a child because I lived in a lot of fear. I was always afraid of doing the wrong thing, making a mistake. I was afraid of being criticized and being yelled at. And so that was very much a part of my my mindset growing up and even as an adult. So breaking through that has been also another process for me because naturally, I am more introverted. I don't like putting myself out there. It's hard for me to, for instance, like sell. And as a business person, as an owner of a business, I need to sell, but I don't like thinking of it in terms of selling. I really like thinking of it in terms of like, here is what I'm putting out into the world. I'm passionate about it. I love it. And if it's a fit with you, amazing. Like, I'm so happy. If it's not a fit for you, I'm not about like shoving it down anybody's throat. And that's kind of been a process for me too on just like the evolution of myself is learning how to exchange what I'm offering to the world in terms of my business in a way that doesn't that coincides with who I am as a person, which is basically somebody that just wants to put out like an expression of myself through my designs and through my love of fashion. I think I identified so deeply with fashion and the fashion industry, being a fashion designer for a long time. And I wrapped a lot of my ego up very tightly around that. And it made me feel self-important, being this like executive level designer at a corporate place, making good salary and just being a boss bitch and being able to travel all over the place made me feel special. But instead of really tapping into my gift, which I do feel like design is my gift. I love it. I feel passionate about it. I feel like it resonates with people I've produced. So I feel like instead of tapping into my gift, I tapped into the more egoic side of myself, and I really got burned. I really had to get burned, charred to the bone, in order to get that ego and that self-importance off of me. And I feel so much lighter and so much better for it now. Before, it was so artificial and it felt so inauthentic. It made me feel, on the surface, special and important, but deep down inside, when I started digging deep and doing a lot of work on myself, I cried a lot, because I cried a lot over regret on how I treated people, how I treated myself, how I looked at myself. I felt ashamed of how I had behaved. Like, a lot of it broke me open a lot. It was a lesson that needed to happen, and I'm glad that it did happen. I don't regret things in the past, and I don't regret, just my life, because it's brought me to this level. This new higher level of self-awareness, and I'm grateful for all of it. I like myself and I love myself for the first time in my life, and it's a practice. Like, loving yourself is a practice. It's something that I need to constantly be forgiving myself, because I'm not perfect and I make mistakes and I get short and I get frustrated. I need to just accept, and I think self-acceptance is one of the most beautiful and also for me one of the hardest things I've ever had to learn. I'm still going through the process of it. It's a daily thing, and it makes me more forgiving. It makes me empathetic towards all of the things and the people and the experiences I have in my life. Like, I really I'm so much lighter and so much more loving towards other people because of the fact that I can be easier on me. That to me is one of the keys to happiness, is just being easy with yourself and being easy with others, because we're all just at the end doing the very best from where we are. I hope you guys like this episode. Hit subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Go to stylereform.fashion. So it's www.stylereform.fashion. And when you shop, you can get a 20% off with code POD. I will talk to you guys next week.